This is the second series of G.I. Gurdjieff's All and Everything, Meetings with Remarkable Men. Chapter 6. Abram Yalov. After Pagassian, Abram Yalov was the next of those remarkable people whom I happened to meet during my preparatory age and who, voluntarily and involuntarily, served as vivifying factors for the complete formation of one or another aspect of my individuality. I first met him a short time after I had lost all hope of discovering from contemporary people anything real concerning those questions in which I was wholly absorbed, and when, on returning from Ekmiadzin to Tiflis, I had buried myself in the reading of ancient literature. I returned to Tiflis chiefly because I could obtain there any book I wanted. In this city, both then and the last time I stopped there, it was very easy to find any rare book in any language, especially in Armenian, Georgian, and Arabic. When I arrived in Tiflis, I went to live in the district called Didubey, and from there I used to go nearly every day to the soldiers' bazaar, to one of the streets along the west side of the Alexander Gardens, where most of the shops of the Tiflis booksellers were situated. On this same street, in front of the permanent bookstores, small traders or book peddlers used to spread out their books and pictures on the ground, especially on market days. Among these small traders was a certain young Azor, who bought and sold or handled on commission all kinds of books. This was Abrashka Yalov, as he was called in his youth, an artful dodger if there ever was one, but for me an irreplaceable friend. He was even then a walking catalogue, for he knew innumerable titles of books in almost all languages, the names of the authors, and also the date and place of publication of any book, and where it could be obtained. In the beginning I bought books from him, and later I exchanged or returned those I had already read, and he used to help me find whatever other books I needed. We soon became friends. At that time Abram Yalov was preparing himself to enter the cadet school, and spent almost all his free time cramming for this, but nevertheless, being much attracted to philosophy, he also managed to read a great many books on this subject.